There is some interesting things happening in terms of rail infrastructure here in the Hunter, some announcements here or there, and a group that's got their eye all over it is the Hunter Environment Lobby, and their spokesperson joined us at the moment, Jan Davis. Good morning, Jan. Can you take us through some of the things that have been announced, and we'll have a look at your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. We're really pleased that the Infrastructure Australia report is looking at the needs to protect transport corridors in the Hunter. It's very timely, and we've been working on this. Hunter Environment Lobby has been working on this issue since 2008, so a very long time. And we've seen many people in government, both New South Wales and Infrastructure Australia, and we've been wanting to help with transport solutions for the Hunter, and we've got some great ideas, and we would really like to see our hard work being recognised by Infrastructure Australia.
You know, if you go back a few decades, Jen, we seem to have rail corridors and rail transport all
exactly.
over the place, and
yep.
We've gone to great lengths to sort of go the other way, I guess, as cars became more popular and all of us started doing that. But there is really a movement to sort of head back on the rails in many areas. What are some of the areas you'd like to see us move towards?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, it's the most cost-effective, and also in climate change terms, is to put freight on rail. That's the most, it's the cheapest way to move freight, and also the best way as far as climate change goes. But the Hunter Link Rail proposal would like to see is that the missing passenger rail link would connect to future East Coast high speed rail stations. So that's some of the issues that we're looking at. We've got disused rail corridors all around the Hunter, and the thing is they haven't been built on, and we'd like to see our plans put into action so they're not built on now, they're protected for the future. We're also looking at the component of the proposed East Coast rail freight corridor. We'd like to see that go in a place in an area, not across hicks and swamps, because that's likely to be at the whim of climate change. It's likely to be flooded more often than it is now. Also, we'd like to see a backbone to guide the location of new housing and employment needs well into our century. There's some really big big ticket items here. Infrastructure Australia is looking at spending over $11 billion on issues between Melbourne and Brisbane, and two of those huge issues just happen to be in the Hunter. So we'd really like to see Hunter Link Rail being taken more seriously. Our experts have put together a really good synopsis, and I think you received it as well. So you've probably had time to have a look at it, and as you can see, it's been pretty comprehensive, and we'd like to see it taken seriously.
Jan, one that you did put together very quickly before I let you go is the idea of passenger and freight link between Glendale, Maitland and Currie. I think it'd be great
absolutely.
If we get that up and going again.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's going to link the employment and residential lands of the future. You know, I don't know if you know, but Western Maitland and Currie have got now a link to Sydney with the Hunter Expressway that is very comprehensive, and we still have that rail link going across the expressway as well, you know, and it'd be great to have that linked so that people could use the transport coming from Newcastle and going back into Newcastle and, to where the employment lands are going to be.
Jan, it would be a great idea, and of course most of the rail all the way almost to right into Cessnock is actually still available, but we'll see how we go. Fingers crossed some governments get some backbone down the road, Jan. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
No problems. Jan Davis from the Hunter Environment Lobby. I've got to say, it would be fantastic if we could get more rail up and running again. Not sure that it may happen in the near future, but anything is possible. 2NURFM 103.7.